When life gets too real, where do you go for escape? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We take vacations from daily life to refresh, but there are many who never get a break from the suffering they're facing day to day. Despair is growing in refugee camps where little relief is found. But here's the good news. You can be an agent of relief. And you've heard it said that God's word will not return void. We've got a story today about that from China. That's coming up, but let's get some business done first. We've heard it again and again, the many challenges that refugees face, especially in Lebanon. But what we don't hear as often is how all those needs stack up to culminate in despair. Rex Rogers of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says,
"We're hearing back about increased suicides, increased sexual trafficking of young people, girls, of course, and young women, but also young boys. We're certainly seeing and hearing about abuse. And then aside from all that, just the tragedy of living under very difficult circumstances in some of these camps."
This next part's going to be hard to hear. The United Nations says 41% of young Syrian refugees in Lebanon have a desire to commit suicide. These kids need hope, desperately, and specifically, they need the gospel. Rogers says that takes a lot of time and effort, and you have to meet physical needs and build their trust. So that's why this is so important. God is using Sat7 strategically.
The situation is so dire, and there's so much incredible need that Sat7 feels like it's in a position, being a satellite television broadcaster, that at least we can speak to the masses. Because strangely and interestingly, in all those refugee camps, there are satellite dishes and there are TV sets.
And last year, 38% of all pregnancies in Eastern Europe ended in abortion. It's one of the highest rates in the world. Tom Lothimer with Life Matters Worldwide led workshops for an ABWE missionary conference in Slovenia 2 weeks ago. Missionaries came from all over Eastern and Central Europe. One of Lothimer's workshops covered pro-life ministry in the mission field.
Letting them know that there's people that care, that can help them. They can go through a post-abortion recovery. And it's a real neat ministry that gives missionaries an opportunity to share the gospel. And many are coming to Christ because of this. And also, on the front end of pregnancy, before they get an abortion, babies are being spared.
His other workshops included elderly care and prayer and ministry. Here's why.
No matter what the situation is, our call is still to reach out to those in need who have very physical issues, very emotional issues, spiritual issues, and to share the gospel.
All of these missionaries have now gone back to their fields throughout Europe, but your prayers would be a continued huge encouragement.
Pray for the Christians to be alert to opportunities to minister to people in unique ways, and pray for the missionaries who are serving over there because they're called.
And no force can stop the direction of the wind. God's word will get to the people it needs to reach, regardless of the obstacles. That's proving true in rural China. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says they recently met with a church leader who had this to say when asked how many Bibles he needed.
The translator said, "He has a very clever answer. As many as you can bring, he can use."
In another rural area, the local church wants to create even more access by providing public Bibles.
One they could place in the church pews so that the people that come to church will have a Bible that they can use and that they can read from, and then garner scriptures that they can take with them back to their home and study.
Did you know that just one Bible impacts a whole community? It costs $5 to provide a legally purchased Bible for Bibles for China. That's one way to help, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Then there's prayer, because a lot goes right, but a lot can really go wrong. And finally, there's going.
We are setting up a 2017 schedule. We're planning to go back 2 times again next year to this location because there is such a great need.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world and it's overwhelming, but let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.